yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people, the praises of his people, the praises of his people. Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We've come to glorify his name. Oh, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. Praises of his people, the praises. Oh, yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We've come to glorify his name. The Lord dwells in the praises of his people. The praises of his people. Well, the Lord, he dwells in the praises of his people. Glorify his name. Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord
dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name. Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. The praises. Yes, the praises of his people. Oh, the Lord, he dwells in the praises. And we come to glorify his name. Yes, the Lord
dwells in the praises of his people. The praises of his people. The praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord. Glorify his name. Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
Yes, the praises of his people. Oh, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name. Oh, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. Praises of his people, the praises of his people. Yes, the Lord,
he dwells in the praises of his people.
Oh, we have come to glorify his name. Yes, the Lord,
he dwells in the praises of his people. The praises of his people, the praises of his people. The Lord dwells
in the praises of his people. We have glorify his name. Well, now the Lord, he dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people. The praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord, he dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name.
Oh, yes, the Lord, he dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name.
Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We have come. Glorify his name.
Oh, yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
We have come to glorify his name.
Oh, yes, the Lord dwells in the praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
The praises of his people.
The Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name.
Oh, yes, the Lord dwells in the praises.
Glorify his name.
dwells in the praises of his people, the praises of his people, the praises of his people.
Yes, the Lord
dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name.
Yes,
the Lord dwells in the praises of his people, the praises of his people.
Yes, the
praises of his people. Praises of his people, we have come to glorify his name.
Oh, now the Lord,
he dwells in the praises of his people, the praises of his people,
yes,
the praises of his people.
Yes,
the Lord, he dwells in the praises of his people, we have come to glorify his name.
Oh, yes, the Lord,
he dwells in the praises. The praises of his people, the praises of his people.
Yes,
the Lord dwells in the praises of his people. We have come to glorify his name.
Lift up the name. Lift up the name, oh, lift up the name of the Lord. Magnify, glorify, praise, and adore him. Lift up the name of the Lord.
Him, lift up the name of the Lord.
praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Faith. Lift up the name of the Lord. You can't do that without faith. I believe I can because he said I can. Praise the Lord. All right, I appreciate the Lord tonight, his goodness to us. It's good to have Sister Brittany home. We almost turned out service because you wasn't here. But we knew we had to keep going anyway. Well, how'd it feel to be away from him? Not good. That's good. I thought I'd probably better make a couple announcements. June the 13th is the garage sale. And I don't know if everybody got that sheet that we're going to try to get some help to get over here and get the gym. We've got to get this gym in condition for the youth meeting. Only thing that we need to change on there is that 4 o'clock meeting here in the morning. Probably need to move that to about 7. If you get here earlier, well, you can't maybe not start it till 8, but you'll never get people here at 4. I don't think. Might have one or two show up, but you won't get me here at 4 o'clock in the morning for a garage sale. I can't hardly go to one at 8. But I realize we're on the receiving end of this thing, so we do need your help. Maybe, what's a realistic time y'all can be here? 6? All right, let's make 6 o'clock for the volunteers. Sister Reva will be here to receive you. And, Sister Brittany and Brother Andrew, and then all the rest of you. We need y'all here too. I'm down on Facebook for coming myself, so I guess I'm committed. The youth meeting, I need to talk about that in just a minute. I've had a problem arise. We need to get a letter out right away for our youth meeting. They've got us down for July the 29th, 30th, and 31st. Is that right? 30th, 31st, and August 1st. How much would it affect anybody if we moved it up a week to the 23rd, 4th, and 5th of July? If it's a problem, raise your hand. Okay. Have you already took vacation time for it, or? All right. Put in for yours too. Same thing, Brother Tally, all right. Well, I won't be here for the youth meeting then. Y'all will have to do without me because they've had to change the meeting in Montreal, Canada, which is a general meeting, and I'm the overseer. They told me this week that if I was alive on a stretcher, I needed to be there. So, and they can only get the building they're renting for that meeting on those dates. So, same dates as a meeting here. So I told them, I said, well, let me check, but I don't know if we can change it. But y'all can have a meeting, youth meeting without me. I'm not probably going to, but I'll have to be in Montreal. I can't miss that meeting. And it'll be a general, you know, most of the ministry will be there. And let's see, it is, where's my, I'm thinking there's a day, where's my phone? See when I'm, I don't know if it's the exact same days. I think it is though. Brother Goss is telling me that they changed this 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I don't know how I didn't catch it. Montreal's the 29th, 30th, and 31st, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So I possibly could get home on the third for the closing day of the first. Maybe if I could fly in the night of the 31st. Our meeting's the 29th, 30th. No, the 30th, 31st, and 1st. Starting on the night of the 30th, yes. Some way I could get out of there the last day and fly home the morning of the 31st. I'd be here the night of the 31st and the 1st, maybe. I don't know if that's possible. But anyway, it's not anybody's fault. It's just the way the dates are falling. And then I looked at moving it the other direction. That won't help any of you. It's already put in for your days anyway. But they've scheduled a minister's meeting for the 5th, starting the 5th of August anyway, so that won't work. They just did that in Des Moines this week, so in Louisville. So pray the Lord will help us get that worked out, or maybe I can. I don't think there's anything we can do about the Montreal meeting from what they're telling me. We do have to get ready for the garage sale, those dates. If you can be here on those days to help get the things sorted out and then those of you that are going to put things in the garage sale, if you can bring them up here, that's better. But if you can't, they're saying they'll get help to get it for you. Is next Saturday one of those days? It is. What time are we supposed to be here that morning? Huh? You said one? I'm wondering if we could have, really we need to have a work day. Could we have a work day next Saturday? Is that possible? You brethren, if we could... say 8 o'clock, we can have a work day next Saturday morning. We can, there's some things that we need to do just in the building. Need to get the trim up in the foyer, and we've got some trimming to do, and then we've got some other things that needs taken care of, and just the general maintenance of the building. And then in the gym, there's some things that I think we need to do as a bigger crew than just so if it probably wouldn't take us but a few hours. If I don't think we'd have to work all day, but maybe half a day might get it, or biggest, you know, maybe 6 hours or something. So then let me announce the campground starts the 8th, the week of the 8th through the 12th, is it? 8th through the 12th. Starts on a Monday night, it's over Friday. And I need a car. Anybody hears about one that they can get donated to the church? I just need a nice little car that runs. It doesn't have to be fancy. I've got one I'm going to check in on, but I'm trying to help someone with a car. Sister Abraham's who I'm wanting to help get a car for her. She needs a little car, and hers has got a busted head gasket, we think, but may cost so much money to get it fixed. Then the Wichita Church, one of their vans, 15-passenger vans, I guess it must, in all the rain, must have flooded in some areas, and somebody drove it into water. It didn't. I don't think it got in the van. I don't think, but it got up the muffler and exhaust and ruined the motor. And so, Brother Green called me and he said, "It's going to cost a couple thousand dollars to get a new motor put in that van." But it's a Red Perkins takes care of those vans. Everybody knows Red Perkins. They know they've got new tires and every little tweaked thing on it's done. So he said, Brother Smith, if you want to pay for putting a motor in that van, we'll give it to you. I said, we'll pay for it. Just get it fixed. He said, we're going to go ahead and buy one new van for a new motor. Well, they found this is a used motor, but it's guaranteed, and it's got fairly low mileage on it for a van. And it's a Dodge, and the Dodge house is going to put the motor in it, so they'll guarantee the installation of it. So Brother Green's knows all them people, and I've dealt with them for years, so anyway, they're going to have it put in it. And anyway, so we're going to get that van, but I'm still working on I'm still thinking about a church bus, too, in the future. I'd like to, I've got a vision for this church going places. So, we're still praying about that. So pray with us. And any other announcements that needs to be made that you can think of? All right, well, since I'm up here, I might as well take up prayer requests. I'm going to take up an offering tonight. We never take up a Sunday night offering, but we're about $1,000 below our budget for the last two weekends, and I know turning out last weekend, you know, it has just hurt you some. If you don't believe, ask Sister Joyce. She'll tell you that, you think it'll all come in anyway, but it just doesn't. So I'm going to ask you if you could help. I won't take your names, but Sister Smith, I know you wrote a check this morning, but write a $50 check for tonight. And we need about $1,000 tonight if we can get it. About 20 of us give 50, or 100 of us give 25, or 10 give 100, or just one of you want to give 1,000, it's all right. Anyway, this is rare. We seldom ever take up an offering on Sunday night, but I need a little help if I can get it. You don't dig down into some of that mad money that you keep. She'll find a checkbook, I bet you. She's got $50, I can promise you. So just give it however you can give it. I'll pay you back, you know that. I'd rather... She wants to know if we take credit cards. Believe it or not, I have been thinking about setting up a machine where we can take plastic. You know, we could do budget. You know, we could do our what do you call it, pledges that way. We could just charge it and let y'all pay it out to somebody else. We could get it right up front. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Sister Inez, Brother Michael, according to Mr. Ramsey, that's not good. So, you listen to him, you can just give it up front. Isn't that right, Sister Inez? See there? All right. Pray for the folks up in Republic. I was with them Thursday night. They had a good service, but they're getting down. Sort of slim numbers in their services, and it's a strain on them, I know. And they're praying about, they're planning on being here. They're talking about canceling dinner day every month, just being with us on dinner day. So they should be here next weekend. Is that dinner day next weekend or the following? The following. They're planning on being here the 13th, the day of the 14th. Is that Sunday? So, huh? Yeah. All right. So they're planning on coming up on the 13th, though, I think, to be here with us on that week, that weekend. So pray for them. Pray for everyone that's selling. Brother Mark needs to sell his home. Sister Sherry's wanting to get up here. She's a school teacher and school's out. She wants to get up here with her husband. So let's pray God would make a way. Brother Michael needs to sell his home. I need to sell my farm. And the church needs to sell. I'm waiting on the church to sell so we can remodel the gym. I want to get it. I want to finish the gym out and air condition and heat it and build a nice cafe in there, a grill, and get it uptown for downtown or some kind of town. Anyway, help us pray. Then Brother Emilio Green is—he's getting married. It's a. The only thing he said was, Brother Smith, we're not getting married. Do you come marry us? He said, I'm not getting married until I know you say that you see this woman. I said, get Elias to marry you. I don't think me coming is going to stop anything. Sounds like to me y'all are already tied knots. You just need somebody to say it's done. And, you know, but he don't want to get married without me going. And she's already on her vacation, and it's over the 19th. And if I wait till after the campground, he's begging me, please come marry us. And so I don't know. Pray about that. I'm not sure. I'm willing to do that, but he told me, he said, Brother Smith, you just need to face it. He said, you've got a son over here in the Dominican Republic. So, I don't know. Anyway, pray for that work over there. It has suffered some in the last year with me staying so close around here. All right, other prayer requests? You already requested out, Sister Abraham. Unspoken. Brother Paul is working on somebody's air conditioning, so he'll be here a little bit late if he makes it. Pray for him. Glad to have Sister Norman in tonight. She wasn't feeling well this morning, so glad she made it. Sister Reva? Okay. Brother Matthew, keep praying. God will help him get a good job. Brother Andrew? His job requires working every Saturday, and he'd like to be more free for youth activities. So pray with him about that. Sister Rachel. All right. What's her name? Bethany. Two girls. All right. Let's pray for her. All right. Pray the Lord will help me get. I'm trying to get our kennel situation. We've really had a lot of sickness in our kennel. We've lost dog puppies, and we've spent thousands of dollars this last year on veterinarian bills that we've never spent before. So, pray the Lord will help me get things fixed up. We can get it moved down here. It just does better when you're there with it all the time. Pray the Lord to help me get situated on that. All right, Brother Curtis, unspoken, a couple of unspoken requests. Brother Boyd? All right. You didn't hear me talking about her a minute ago and requesting prayer? Oh, you want to reiterate that? I see. Wants to make sure y'all got that. He does have a wife. See, he wants to get down here. And a son. Little Ethan, he was just weighed 15 ounces when he was born. 17 ounces. And he was, 6 months? He was premature 3 months? 3.5 months. So we put him in a bread pan, brought him home. All right, let's stand. Ask God. Help us, Jesus. Oh, Lord, meet these needs, Father, we pray. And ask you, oh, God. Lord, we just look to you with all these needs, Father, our burdens in this life. Oh, Lamb of God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. He shall abode. Hallelujah. My Lord, these unspoken requests, Lord. These that are sick, dear Lord, help them. Touch them, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Dear Jesus, oh God, touch this service. Minister to your people, Lord. Meet the needs that are here. Only you, Lord, are able to help us. We know that. We look to you. Our strength and our help, oh God. Hila Mahanda. Hallelujah. Praise your wonderful name. Praise your wonderful name. Did you come up with it? All right, I've got 10. I always bail her out when she gets in trouble like that. Here.
Bye.
felt they never were heard. But I held to God's hand and kept right on trusting in His word. My wants and God's desires don't always agree, but I lean on His will, for He always knows what's best for me. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed me, my need. He is my strong tower, the strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me. I have prayed some prayers and felt they never were heard. But I held to God's hand and kept right on trusting in His word. My wants and God's desires don't always agree, but I lean on His will, for He always knows what's best for me. Yes, I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never I can't trust Jesus.
trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my needs. Yes, He is my strong tower, the strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me. Oh, yes, I can trust strength in my weakest hour. Yes, I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me. I can trust
off its wounds and then watch it soar into the sky. If He's mindful of creation, on this I can depend. His child, and you can place all your trust in Him. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never was. He is my strong tower.
trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my needs. He is my strong tower, the strength in my weakest hour. I can trust Jesus. He takes care of me. Oh, yes, I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus.
Never once has failed.
My strong town.
All right, we've still got time for testimonies or preaching or something. Thank God for that good refreshing. Thank you for $1,523. We needed that. Thank you very much.
God, and I'll be saying, oh Lord, we have to talk now, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. But it's a wonderful thing to know that he's interested in me, that he wants me to know he's available for me at all times. And Brother Smith, I just had so much on my mind. I haven't testified in a while. I should be repenting for that, because I haven't. But it's not that, I guess that's the old man. When you be going through things and you're meditating and you're thinking about it and you're trying to let go and let God, you just, I guess it just feels like a heavy burden until you really let go and trust God. You can get up and give God a praise. So when I'm going to work in the morning, when I'm coming home, when I'm laying down at night, I just want to give God a praise for watching over me, my family, my loved ones here. You know, you guys are always in my prayers. I know we don't have prayer night, but we, people come to your mind. You don't, it has to be God to put that person on your mind. And I would say, God, I hope you put my name landing on somebody's heart, because I really need prayer. Because I know it takes a people, God's people, to lift you up. No matter where you are, I'm sure there's somebody saying a prayer for you. And I can feel that. You know, if you work in the busy world, like I do, and I'm sure everybody knows what you work with, all these different types of personalities and spirits, and sometimes you can't stop and say, God, I need you, right? You mean you can, and I do sometimes, but I just know that God's people somewhere is saying a prayer for me, because sometimes the old man won't act up, and I feel like somebody must have said a prayer for me, because I bit my tongue or something, because I didn't say what was on my mind. Because my heart and my mind don't always go together. My mind says one thing, but my heart has the love of God. And I know you just can't say anything to just intentionally hurt people, even though sometimes they say things to you and you want to lash back out or you want to react. But I think God gives me the opportunity to practice. Practice dying. Because it feels like that sometimes, because when you think you're right and someone else think they're right, and they spit it out and let you know they're right, you know, and you going like, well, Lord, I just can't act ugly today. Somebody please pray for me. Because you working and working, and it's no offense to none of us women, but most of the people I work with are women. And yes, Brother Smith, but we do have that strong will. We in leadership now, you know, because I'm in leadership, but I don't take it home. I really don't. Once I leave there, I'm my husband's wife. At least, you know, I try to be, unless he gets on my nerve. You know, and he need to know if I had a bad day at work, too. You know, ooh, I had one of them days, and I don't know if I could touch heaven yet. So I think I need to sit down and be quiet, you know. But and just to hear someone wants to, you know, and it becomes a debate at work, you know, and you going like, well, God, okay. And sometimes I do find myself being quiet, and I think God is dealing with me about that at work, because I do work with a lot of women, and they are very opinionated. I must let you know that, you know, and so knowledgeable of what we do, you know. because they've been here a long time. I've been here a long time, so everybody got their own ways. And I just say, Lord, help me. Help me. And I remember, you know, I could testify about it now, and I know God dealt with me, and thank God for my sisters. That gives me encouragement and helps me get through it. You know, I work with Sister Julie. That's Sister Inez. And I applied for this job, and it was it's a pretty good prestige job. You know, it's the next level, and I'm a supervisor. So, and I'm already doing this job basically with my boss. You know, she's never there, so I'm doing it. You know, at a certain level. You know, some decisions she has to make. And I asked the church to pray for it if it was God's will. And of course, you know, I wanted to have faith, Brother Smith. You know, that was one of those things. I was really practicing faith. And if it's God's will, you know, I could say that if it's God's will. But in my heart, it was one of my desires, Brother Daniels. It was one of my desires, one of my heart's desires. And I've been on this job for a little over 18 years in the same department. And I went through the interview. It was a good interview. And I had the interview with the VP, because that was who you would have to report to. That was his position. And he's a very nice VP. You know, he listened to people. He's not your come in and do what I say do, and that's the way it's going to be. He lets you run your department. And when you got problems, that's when he comes in. And so needless to say, I didn't get the job. But the person that got the job, and to me, you know, and I know this is corporate world, it was a click thing. So everybody know what a click thing is, right? Yeah. And I had a hard time dealing with it because, you know, she haven't been in this department in 10 years, but she's in that click. And I said, well, Lord, and he had to tell me, you know, why he chose her, and, you know, and she's been there almost 25, 30 years or something. So, but she's been in another department. But that the point was, I had to trust God, and I had to say and come to that level in my life, in my